Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
It's 8 o'clock, Saturday morning, Saturday, September 14, gearing up for Run to the Rose Day out there, of course, at Rose Hill. Dulcify, Theo Marks, and the Schweppes Scirocco. They're great racing today, and if you're looking for something to do on a nice day like we've got, then Rose Hill is your place. Mark Van Gestel's going to be there, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. You must get excited this time of the year. I know the Everest Carnival doesn't start till next week, but you got some crackerjack horses to watch today, Mark.
No, there's plenty of excitement today, Andrew. Like a number of those horses on Everest Trials, and now we're really looking forward to getting out there.
Okay, what have you found for us?
Out of the first, Andrew, number 11, Glamour Cruise, Randwick on the 7th of September, finished fifth behind Lady Demi. But look, it was fractures in the barriers. It was slow to begin, and then checked shortly after the start. But then in the straight, it was held off for clear running, and didn't get clear running until about the 200 metres, so it's one that should have finished much closer. In the fifth race, number 8, Edison, finished fourth behind True Detective on the 24th of August. Did speak to Brenton Abdallah in respect to his ride. He said he was tending to be more forward, but the horse didn't jump the best, and as a consequence, he went back. Then in the straight, it was held up for clear running until about the 100 metres, but even over the final 100 metres, he wasn't able to fully test it when the horse had a tendency to shift ground. And the final one to mention in race 9, number 8, Legend of Condor, on the Kensington track on the 17th of August, finished fifth behind All Too Royal when first up, but it was held up for clear running between the 400 and the 200, and I thought it finished the race off reasonably well once it did get clear running.
Okay, so there's two or three, and I know you'll keep everyone up to date, any movement through it on Sky Sports Radio, particularly if anything happens with any horse through the day or jockeys are in trouble. Thanks for that info, Mark, and good luck today.
Great, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffus, he's back with his egg behind him with his toast and little bacon. Everything went down to treat there, Duff?
Yeah, all good, Andrew, all good.
Beautiful. Simon Donopoulos from Racing and Sports. Simon, you'd be excited about this meeting at Rose Hill. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Munns. Yeah, excited. I'm just the... Whenever you look at a meeting and it looks too easy on paper, you generally come out of it on the wrong side. So I'm a little bit concerned on that part because I found it very hard to get away from the favourites today. They're all, I think, deserved favourites and... good track, should race fair today, and I think there's going to be multis flying left, right and centre. Certainly Mystic Journey down in Melbourne's going to be a lot of people's anchors as well. So hopefully the punters, we come out on top today.
You got the same opinion, Duff?
No. I'm a little bit gun-shy okay. at the moment. So I think there's races we've got them covered as in the top two or three selections. Most races, but I'm not as bullish, rather than one or two races, as Simon. But, let's see how we...
I'm young, Ronnie.
Yeah. You're fearless.
Gary tells me every week, I'm too young. I need to get beat more.
Yeah, exactly.
Get that head out and get the chopping block out. Here he is, Tabs Glenn Munsey. Morning to you, Muns.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Simon. Morning, Ronnie. I think when you get situations like Simon, you might like every favourite, but it's a matter of what price they finish on.
Exactly. I think the one I am opposing today is Arcadia Queen, simply because I think she is too short. But it will be, the Golden Rose is going to be very interesting to see what price exceedance starts. There's got to be a few opinions in that race. So very intriguing, I think, the last 5 minutes of betting today for sure.
A bit of news.
And Glenn,
welcome to the Sky family. Brett Davis, back from Hong Kong.
Yes,
he's the new caller in South Australia.
What a get that is.
Announced... Yeah, announced overnight, of course. Brett is, I think he originally, I'm going to hesitate now, he called in Tasmania, obviously, and then he went to Hong Kong, and it's been announced overnight that he'll be coming back from Hong Kong to be the caller in Adelaide, and obviously replacing Terry McAuliffe there. So well done to Brett Davis, and a great coup for South Australian racing going forward to get the quality of Brett. And just before we move on, the Kosciuszko Muns, we've now got 11 of the 14 gone. How's it moved around the market this week?
It's been interesting, Andrew, to look at the market because the ones you thought would go went. Some of them didn't go as quickly as what you thought they were. And then we had the left field announcement yesterday of Pressbox. Congratulations to the owners. They've jagged the ticket there. But well, you could have said the same for Tarbert in a way there. But yep. Victorum's still the favourite over Noble Boy. Starboy we see today. Bobbing is next pick, then Handle the Truth. Notation's still there, and Awesome Pluck, because, well, they're still there to be picked, but it's Matty Dale's got to make a decision, and the owners have got to make a decision with Notation, whether they want to keep chasing that black type or they want to go towards the Kosciuszko. But I'd say that has a lot to do with how Kudamana and also Superstar Bob go for Matty, because they'd be his other two Kosciuszko chances. Awesome Pluck, well, he was placed in the race last year, and I know, Ronnie, you're pushing the bandwagon of Awesome Pluck. You're a little bit surprised he hasn't got a start so far.
Yeah, you know, I would have thought he would have been in discussions for sure, considering his effort last year and his rating compared to a few others here. But look, it's the slot holder's decision where they want to go and what deal they can make. I'm more interested in the market moves with South Sydney overnight.
I was waiting for that.
Well, as Simon will tell you, when you come off a peak performance last week, you are...
It's struggled to back it up.
You're usually as flat as a certain person's occupation's hat their next start. But, at least the pain was gone after about 6 minutes last night.
Yeah, I thought about that.
They were in the game until then.
Kickoff, wasn't it?
Oh, geez, that was.
I am nervous, though. If Raiders don't beat Melbourne tonight, I don't think we can beat the Roosters. So we really need to win tonight.
All the best with that one.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Yeah.
Well, they beat them the last time they went to Melbourne.
This is true. A bit of confidence.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, let's get cracking on this big card. We're 4 hours and 3 minutes away from the first race, the Tab Highway.
Yes, and today's Tab Highway is a Class 3 event over 1,400 metres. And we start with Equal Balance here, who was a $21 chance and still is. Nothing Like Harry at $13. We've got Nick Anita with the blinkers off at $10. Carillion at $8.50. Chapeau's is a $7 chance. Harms at $18. Weather Channel at $11. Jumper Leads at $13. Nashua Willard right a half over there, $56. Gem Dealer, the $4 favourite. Autumn Ridge is at $7. Glamour Cruise at $14. Storm Attack at $14. Poor Corner at $51, and scratched all the emergencies there, no deductions taken. Now, overall, the most popular runner is Gem Dealer. 480, got into 4, went back to 420, back into 4. Now, some of these adjustments here was when the emergencies came out was mainly to do with Sauce Edge. Looking at the others there, second most popular runner is Nothing Like Harry, but he's 12-13. Next pick would be only just Autumn Ridge, and it was as much as $10 earlier this morning. That's not a bad trim up, 10 into 7. And then the next pick is Carillion. And guys, I'm going to dial in again. I've got a terrible line here.
All right, well, you do that. And Simon, how's the pace this week in the highway?
Yeah, surprising, Andrew. There doesn't look to be a lot. Generally, with the highways, we get that strong tempo, but we lost a bit with the emergencies not gaining a start. I have Storm Attack from the inside draw. It led him 1-2 starts back. It was written off the speed last start, but I'd imagine they'll want to utilise that draw. Nothing Like Harry. He can press forward and then Jumper Leads from out wide, but apart from that run, I couldn't really see much other speed.
Yeah, everyone's got a different map here. I must say, I didn't know what to think. I thought with Barrier 1, obviously Storm Attack, you could plant him on the speed somewhere there, but... I do see the Stewards map have Jumper Leads crossing from the outside draw, considering that he's had a couple of runs over shorter distances, you know, the 950 and 1100, where when he was at 1300 last preparation, he led all the way, we led to run second there at Port Macquarie. So conflicting maps here, so we'll leave it. I've tried to do these maps on these highways so many times and got it completely wrong. You think they slow races and they turn into quick races. So, we'll leave the map to up in the air, I say. Look, I want to make a little case for Nothing Like Harry at odds here. I know he's been a little disappointing on occasion, especially towards the end of last preparation. But one thing about him is his couple of fresh runs are very good. And he's one for one at 1400. He's a strong horse who can race on the speed. Loved his trial at Wagga. He just was going three-quarter pace in that trial and a beautiful rhythm. And I think he can resume and put himself back on the map here. So I'll lean his way, nothing like Harry. I've got a huge query on Carillon here, number four. I think it's a huge watch. Very good last prep. He won three of his last four before spelling, including a highway by a couple of lengths there. And first up, they just ran him in a race he couldn't win, that Tamworth Rush, an 81 there. So they found Kerrin, and he's good odds. I think he's a real market watch, Carillon here. Gem Dealer did enough first up over an unsuitable 1100 to suggest that she will improve at 1400 second up here. And I'll throw in last week's unlucky runner, Glamour Cruise. I know she was big odds there, but gee, she was good to the eye. And if she reproduces that, giving the impression this distance will suit, she could show up. 2, 4, 9 and 11 in a competitive highway.
Yeah, the map doesn't make it very easy. I'm with Gem Dealer. As Ronnie touched on, did more than enough first up over the 1100. I think she almost overachieved, given her best form last time in was at a mile and beyond. The 1400 second up suits, just the wide draw is the one concern for me, or the reservation. But if Jason can press forward, I saw the official maps have her first half of the field. So if she settles in that position, certainly I think she's going to be hard to beat. You look at her form, she wasn't beating far behind Costello last time in, and not far off Supernova. So in a highway class three, anywhere near that, she's going to be very, very hard to beat. I think Autumn Ridge is the main danger, flying this horse. Narrowly beaten three back and then put two on the bounce. It was a dominant performance last start. That rating stacks right up here. Drawn to get into a nice spot. Whichever way the race is run, I think he gets into a good spot. So I expect him certainly make his presence felt. Of the rest, number three, Nikonita. She needs her own luck. Oh, she needs luck. She gets back from that draw. But she's got the talent to overcome it. I think she can work home into the finish. And of the rest, number five, Chapeau's another who is more than capable. But I think Gem Dealer, if she gets the breaks from that draw, I think she's got a bit on him in terms of what she did last prep, and she returned in good order. So happy to have her on top. My numbers 9, 10, 3 and 5.
Yeah, Darren Flindell calls all the action. He's calling on jumper leads for Nash Rueller here at odds. Number 8 to beat 9, 4 and 2. 8, 9, 4 and 2, jumper leads around $12. So the boys have thrown up all sorts of different numbers in today's Tab Highway, race number 1. Now, Glenn, the Everest Carnival is race number 2 here, a benchmark 78.
Yes, and as you've said during the morning, Andrew, it kicks off next Saturday with Colgate Optic White George Main Stakes Day. Also, the National Jockeys Trust luncheon next Saturday at Royal Randwick as well. And the Everest Carnival today is a benchmark 78 over 1,800 metres. And the toppie here is Lover Silly at $7.50. Cogliere with the bar plates on the front here at $26. Costello came out basically first thing Wednesday when the market went up. The deduction there, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. I don't know whether anyone had even had a bet by the time it was scratched. Pirate Ben at $26. Lady Cuvée at $8.50. Shock Alert, the favourite, at $2.50. Humboldt Current with the earmuffs on pre-race at $4.20. Clever Nick came out yesterday. It's running in Brisbane. 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Heart of Grace came out yesterday. 11 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Lelude at $6. Perfect Rhyme at $9, and All Tiara Andrew Atkins can ride a half over there, $51. Most popular runner here is actually Lover Silly. 11 well, in first markets and then stayed there with Costello out. 9 on Thursday, $7.50 yesterday. It's been there for quite a while now at the $7.50. Most popular runner over Humboldt Current. Third pick would be Shock Alert, and then Cogliere.
And Shock Alert is one that will certainly go forward, Simon.
Yeah, looks to lead, certainly for Nash and Control, I would imagine. Perfect Rhyme looks to come across from the draw, but they look to be the two on-speed runners, possibly kicking up from the inside, Pirate Ben, possibly Cogliere, but I think they're the two, Ronnie.
Clearly the two on-pace runners, Shock Alert, Perfect Rhyme, and you're right, Pirate Ben tags them just in third spot. That's the map for sure. I want to give Humboldt Curran another chance here. He was 3 weeks between runs on a very heavy track the other day, and just although he was honest, he had every hope. I just feel he's fit now. It's his second run in Sydney. He keeps grinding away. I can't see him being too far off this this tempo here from an acceptable draw. I'll go his way. I think Shock Alert's the danger. It was a good, tough effort there the other day. He's got his foot right on the till. Back to the dry is no issue. And he gets all the maps, and he's going to be very well. He's hard in the market with the punter's pal at the moment, Nashua Rilla, on board. Just Shock Alert and $2.50 just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, doing the form, I start form on Monday and ticking off every runner there, and he was clear top pick, but geez, I didn't have a two next to his name. One Lover Silly gets a really good push here. She was a little 5 week, well, he's had a little 5 week freshen, didn't have a lot of luck in that race last start. I think he's another one that can race a little bit closer from that better draw, and he does get a good push just this morning from Australian Bloodstock, that horse, and they know their horse as well. And Lady Cuvée could improve. I know she was just fair first up, but this is more her distance range. I like 7, 7, 6, 1, and 5.
Yeah, one to be with. Lover Silly. Nice to see the push this morning off that freshen up. Ronnie touched on, he was a good closer behind Hogman. A bit of a messy race there, but finished seventh, only beaten two lengths. His efforts prior were solid enough behind Dr. Drill, and I think the firm track is a tick. I'm hoping he can posse up from that inside draw. He got back from the wide draw last start, but I imagine he can settle a bit closer there this afternoon for Kieran McAvoy. I think he's certainly a talent. He's only had the 13 starts. He's placed in 9. So I think he's worth a spec each way. I agree with Ronnie. I think Shock Alert sets up the market. Ticks enough boxes. Obviously, Nash on a leader looks to dominate, but he hasn't won for over 430 days. So that's always a reservation for me when you're taking those sort of odds. But he should run well. He put himself into the race, and I think the Adana form does measure up. There was a good gap back to third. So he'll run well. I just couldn't take the price. Humboldt Current continues to race well. He should be at his top fourth up. J-Max sticks. And number 11, Perfect Rhyme. She did too much out in front, but still stuck on well enough. Her two efforts prior were solid. Leads here down in the weight. She can stick on for the exotics. But I think Lover Silly will run a good race at each way. My numbers 1, 6, 7 and 11.
Yeah, and Darren Flindell's with you, Simon. He likes Lover Silly on top for Kieran McAvoy to beat 6, 5 and 7. 1, 6, 5 and 7 for Darren in race number 2. And Glenn, I know the TAB boys will be slowly working through those Golden Eagle nominations that came out yesterday. We've gone into entries now for that race.
Yeah, we had a pre-nom market up, Andrew, for the Golden Eagle. So all they did last night when the nominations were confirmed, they just adjusted that and threw up the market this morning, a totally fresh market here, which has Acadia Queen and Classic Legend equal picks at $4.50, over Brutal at 6, Mystic Journeys at 8, Circus Maximus, one of the international nominations, along with 10 Sovereigns at $11 each of 2, Very Elegance there at 11 as well, Fairyland, Graf, Colding, Military Zone, Pahutakawa, Sunlight and The Inevitable, who you spoke to the Brunton Stable during the week that said they're definitely coming to Sydney there for the Golden Eagle to be run at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday, November the 2nd. So that market is now open. If you bet in the pre-noms market for the Golden Eagle and your horse didn't nominate, of course you get a free kick, as you do now. You get more free kicks in this than I do in a game of Aussie Rules. Punting now, you'll get your money refunded to you.
Okay, and just be aware now, that's an all-in market for the Golden Eagle, and I wouldn't be jumping into Circus Maximus or Fairyland. I think 10 Sovereigns might be the only one that is in quarantine at this stage for Aidan O'Brien. Let's move to race 3 now, Glenn. This is a benchmark 78 over the 1,500.
Yeah, for Highland Race Colours here, and Super Tycoon, the roughie here at $151. Dissolute is at $23. Mapmaker for the Hippo, he had a fat week, the Hippo, at $8. Angel of Heaven with the earmuffs pre-race and the cross noseband off at $10. Irakanji, they're playing games with this, 4 back into 370, back to $4. Then we've got Juventus at $5.50, Adana at $3.40 in favourite. Bull Market at 26, Fabricator at 21, Oneness at $9.50, Zidane, scratch from Kembla to run here at 19, and Garros is a scratching yesterday, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Most popular runner is Irukandji. They took four earlier this morning, was made 370, and they've pushed it back to four. Of course, it did go up nine and was into as short as $3.90. So it's been nine into as short as 370, goes back to four. It's the most popular runner. Second pick would be Juventus, who this morning is 650 to 550, a best of seven it. Next pick is Adana. It's a steady drift, 290, 310, 320, 330, 340. And the next pick is Zidane, who's 21 into as short as 17, 18, back out to 19 this morning.
Okay, so who takes it up in the pace?
Yeah, another one that doesn't look to be a strong tempo on paper. Did I hear right? Is Oneness going to take a sit, Ron? Did I hear that right?
He's playing his cards close to his chest there. It sounds like he definitely wants to take a sit with Irukandji.
Okay.
And Oneness, he's just going to play it by ear. So, yeah, it's a messy map, isn't it? It's maybe Fabricator fresh if he wants it.
Yeah, and possibly, I guess, Mapmaker, they've got no choice, I guess, maybe.
He's a fit horse. Yeah, he's a fit horse. He'll get across at least. So it's a tricky map. They're probably the go forward horses there. The Oneness, Fabricator, Irukandji just looks for cover. Mapmaker comes across and either presses on for the lead or sits 1-1. Look, I changed my mind four or five times here. I've ended up on Juventus. I think he's got a beautiful draw to sum it up and hopefully race a little closer as well. McDonald sticks with him. I thought he was good winning first up at Warwick Farm. There was nothing wrong with his run the other day in what looks a solid midweek race. Third up, peaking at the right time, and, well, I'd have to say less convictions than most. Juventus for me, I think Irukandji's the danger. He's obviously caught everyone's attention there first up as a gelding and then just flopped in on the heavy track last time. Do we press a button and judge him on his first up run, considering he hasn't won for over 500 days? I don't know, maybe we can, but he maps quite nicely and he's got a good hope. Seven, Adana. No real knock on him. I think he's going to get soft in the market. He's going to get to a price where you think, oh, he's getting, now they're over opposing him, because he's got a confidence win under his belt now, and we can all say his only two wins are on the wet, but he has performed at a top level on the dry. And best of the rest is a huge query, Angel of Heaven, first up here. Nash explained they're just trying to settle her, and he's just necked her out the back in a couple of trials, and she could be running on strongly at the finish with ability. 6.574, a little bit of a tricky race, that.
Same first four for me, Ronnie. Box them up. I think if you've been with Adana through the prep, I guess a few will sort of take your money and run after his last start win, but I want to stick with him. I think it was a good performance. Shock Alert stuck on well, but there was a good three lengths back to third. I know a few will think he was entitled to win by further, but I think it is a confidence-boosting win. Big switch drawn out now. Gets away from those inside draws, so it keeps him out of trouble. I think he's one who can settle closer too. They have him going a fair way back on the official maps, but I don't see why he has to go that far back. I think he can settle closer to the speed in a race with not a lot of obvious tempo. So now he's got that win on the board. I think the form's good enough to see him win again. And agree with Ronnie, I think that he will be pretty soft. So if you're backing Adana like me, I suggest we wait and see what the market does. I think the danger is Juventus stepping up in grey, but it was a strong race last start behind Rock. I think that form certainly measures up. He gets into a good spot for James McDonald, so ticks enough boxes there. Number five, Irukandji, very good fresh, and then just the forgive on the heavy, but agree with Ron. I think he's found his right mark, or certainly short enough at this stage, given his win record. And Angel of Heaven, a big knockout for sure. Her best form certainly sees her capable. 1,500 first up, I think, is in a suitable distance for her to fire. So have to respect with Nash on. But I want to stick with Adana. We got the money last start, and I want to stick with him again. So my number's 7, 6, 5, and 4.
Darren Flindell goes with Angel of Heaven here at $9.50 at the moment at tab. Four on top. to be 10-6-5. 4-10-6-5 for Darren in race three. And don't forget the tab offer today. We've got a projected quaddie pool of around 750,000 for Rose Hill, which the boys will preview shortly. But the bonus bet offers on races 1-5. But if you're in a venue, it's races 6 and 7 as well. So if you go into a tab or a pub tab today, then go to venue and it'll come up and you'll get those extra couple of races. If you can't do that, then you'll get races 1-5 with that bonus bet offer if your horse runs second or third. A break on Racing HQ. Back to look at race 4 in a moment.
Dynamic Syndications' Gay and Adrian offer a colt to own with Aquas Farm. By Vancouver, Gay trained him to be the Golden Slipper winning champion two-year-old. From Danglissa Girl, daughter of the Gay Train Group 1 winner Danglissa, and closely related to Gay's Group 3 winner Sweet Redemption and Gay Stakes winner Unite and Conquer. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian and Aquas team for $9,400 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Mum, if you saw a couple looking at TVs at Bingley,
yeah,
and the guy wanted the latest 65-inch QLED 4K, but she said, how are we going to get it home?
Yes.
Would you say, guys, we'll give you free delivery on TVs 65 inches and above?
No.
What?
She's not a guy.
It's a figure of speech.
You tell her that.
I'll just tell her, free delivery on TVs 65 inches and above right now.
At Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Aquas presents the son of record-breaking sire, I Am Invincible, Santos.
Santos under the pump, he's still in front, and Santos, he's cooking with gas for the slipper.
Santos, a Group 2 winning two-year-old who carries the famous Vane blood and is a perfect outcross for Daniel Line mares. Santos is speed on speed and has the looks to match his pedigree. Santos stands at Aquas in the Hunter Valley this season at $15,000 plus GST. For more on Santos, go to aquasfarm.com.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tabs View Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Ron Duffacy, Simon Donopoulos and Glenn Munsey from Tab are helping you through this Rose Hill card. And there'll be plenty of people, Glenn, in the sponsor of Race 4 there today.
Yes, before, probably they'll drop off a little bit during the middle and after there'll be plenty there. The Rose Hill Bowling Club. Well, you just go there and have a few pre's, Andrew. That's the new terminology, apparently, for the younger people, isn't it, Simon?
When yeah, you know pre-game. Pre-game.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this is a benchmark 78 over 2,400 metres, the Rose Hill Bowling Club here. The fourth, and we start with Sayed at 100-1. Milshawn is a $23 chance. De Beer, the favourite, at $2 or even money in the old. Al Gravano at $51. Gayatri is a $9 chance. Costello at $5.50. Desert Path with the blinkers on today at $26. Montier Sisu at $51. Nahuel at $21. Heart of Grace came out on Wednesday, the dual acceptor. It's now scratch from both. 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place on Wednesday. Castel San Angelo at $5.50. Mrs. Madrid is a $14 chance. And Kirada Princess at $34. Very, very popular here. Well over half the total investment on the race. De Beer, as much as 280, 260 even with Heart of Grace out, 210 into $2 so far this morning, has just a tick under six times the amount of money what Costello has on it. And third pick is actually Nahuel.
Okay, and certainly Tim Clark yesterday on radio, Simon saying I'm certainly going to be using Barrier 1 with Castel San Angelo.
Yeah, he's a fit and he's a hard horse to get past. So from that inside draw, certainly looks to press forward. Monsieur Sisu looks to come across from his draw. Mill Shawn shouldn't be too far away. De Beer raced on speed last start. And Gayatri also shouldn't be too far away. So I think we get a solidly run 2,400 metres, Ron.
Yeah, at last we get a truly run race
here.
Yeah,
thankfully.
Yeah. I think it's a two-horse race. I do think it's a two-horse race. I'll go with the better odds of Castillo. I think he's ready to win. Unlucky dry, good in wet, back to dry. Some people are doubting him at a mile and a half. I'm not. He's had one run in a derby as a three-year-old. I thought he was terrific. David gets him fit. So he's had two 2,000-metre runs now. Nash to stand over him. I'll go his way. Probably save for the stake on De Beer because he might be all right. He might be all right. He's an Irish import, lightly raced. Two from four this prep. Demoralised them when he got in a dry last time. So it's hard to pot him. And just don't, you know, I think the times are okay out of his, listening to a few people out of his last win. So he has to be the danger. Gayatri's found her form now when ridden closer, and she'll keep grinding away and hold that form now. And best of the rest is this improving Castel San Angelo. He's up a few grades here, but sometimes with stayers it doesn't matter, and he does get a little bit of weight relief. I think it's 6-3, 6-3, 5-11.
Yeah, greedy Ronnie. Two-horse race. I think Costello is the only danger to De Beer. What he did at Moonee Valley, the big tick for me, he got beyond 2,000 metres. He got onto a firm deck, and he absolutely gapped them in smart time. Seven of the 12 were stepping up in trip beyond sort of 300 metres, where he's back in trip. So I love the setup. The Victorian staying form is often potent in Sydney. He's lightly raced. Funny in import, Redoute's Choice, Ronnie. He's gone to Ireland to get one, but he looked very promising. Only had the seven starts. Is he one that could end up in a Metro? I'm not too sure, but in his first prep in Oz, he's done plenty. J-Mac from a good draw, very, very hard to beat. Scared Stiffer Costello with the power of Nash. Loomed up to win last start. I don't think he was suited on the heavy track. He's racing well. Number five, Gayatri. Good to see her back in form last start. She bumped into a pretty smart stay. I expect her to run well again. And of the rest, Castel Sant'Angelo should stick on from that inside draw up in grey, but he's running good time and he's a hard horse to get past. But yeah, I think De Beer's got him covered here. My numbers 3, 6, 5, and 11.
Darren Flindell goes with the 5 to beat 6, 12 and 3, Gayatri. 5, 6, 12 and 3 from Darren Gayatri at about $8.50. And guys, I see a tweet from the Waller Stable that Winks today officially turns 8. The very special lady, she, I understand, has visited. I am invincible, and now we'll wait and see what unfolds. But Duff, she turns 8 today, the champion mare.
Yeah, and yeah, well, we'll love her, and we'll celebrate her birthday every year.
Yeah, we will.
During the week, they had the replay of a Theo Marks win. I still reckon it's one of the best wins of her career. I don't know how she won that.
Yeah, she's had some big ones. She's had how she got herself out of trouble so many times. It's
poor old Sons of John.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Didn't know
is
what
that poor Munsey or poor Sons of John?
No, poor old Sons of John.
Anyway, she's enjoying herself and hopefully some good news into the future. To the first of our stakes races. Now, guys, race 5. The Dulcify Stakes.
Yeah, very, very interesting race where you get runners here that come back to the Golden Rose in 2 weeks' time, or they press on to the Spring Champion and the distance races here, this 1,500-metre event. And Castel Vecchio is the favourite here, resuming today, and is at $3. True Detective at $4. Shadow Hero at $14. Superium at $7.50. Subadar with the blinkers on today at $8.50. Sorry, that's right. Just Thinkin' at $8. Reformist is a $23 chance. Edison at $10. Fasano at $23. Surmays out no deduction. Persan, $71. Lando Bay, $251. My Sweet Fish at $71. And Shining Eagle is a $126 chance. Jeez, that's a savage card. That was $250 earlier. Most popular runner here is Castel Vecchio, despite the fact today he's $2.80 out to $3. Now, he went up $2.80 on Wednesday. He got to as much as $3.30. Still on Wednesday, back into $2.80, sat $2.80 for a few days. But this morning, $2.80 out to $3. just a tick under four times the amount of money on the his rival True Detective, who was 460 into as short as 350. He's been 420 to $4 so far this morning. Next pick is Subedar and Just Thinking, very, very little separating. And Ronnie, getting plenty out of the bottom four.
Interesting. I've seen worse 200-to-1 chances down the bottom, but anyway, yeah, get some points.
Well, and his fillies are going all right too at the moment, Johns.
It's going well.
You got, and you've got, I think, Clinton Payne's tipping Per Sand. Neil's tipping My Sweet Fish. It's 250s to 125s this morning with a little bit of money, Shining Eagle. So there's a few there having a decent throw at the stumps at the big odds horses.
How's the pace?
Yeah, I think it's an even tempo. Just Thinking looks the leader from the draw, can control from out there. I think Edison can get into a good position from his middle draw. From the inside, blinkers on Subedar. Imagine they'll want to be prominent. Fasano shouldn't be too far away. Superium is the question mark for me, Ron, on the map. They want to find cover from that draw. I'm not sure what they do.
Yeah, impossible to sort him out. I can understand what they're thinking, but when you pick up this map and try and get him to find some cover for him, it's not going to happen. And, yeah, so whether there's a change of tack there, I don't know what Joe's thinking, but we'll find out during the day. Anything could happen with this market, you know? Anything could happen with this market. It's these two favourites could, you know, hang around, or they might, the robots might move on, in on the ratings with Castelvecchio, or he could start close to $5. You know, probably comes down to track pattern, and there's some likeable horses around the $8 or $9 mark here. But look, a few of his disciples have dropped off him, Castelvecchio. I just think it's a very good move. If they think they've got him fit enough for 1500, I think this race is a lovely move. I know he's got obstacles to jump, but considering a horse with his ability, I think he's more than capable of it. You know, he only did it all in one prep last time. Remember him coming from last at his first start there, and at Canterbury, he was fantastic there. He's a Champagne Stakes winner at his last start. The blinkers are on today. He hasn't had them on in the lead-up trials. I'll take the risk with him. I want to jump on him today. I think there's a really good long shot here in Fasano. I like this horse in Queensland. I was thinking he could be the Champion Stakes horse. David still thinks he's 6 months off. He might think he's an autumn horse, but, and I take that into consideration. But you don't see, you know, staying horses win 1,100 metre maidens, and that's what he did, and he did it with authority at Hawkesbury. What's wrong with Shadow Hero at odds here? His trial was brilliant. He's another one that I think he can win the VRC Derby, this horse. I think he's that good a stayer. There's something about him. He's a young stayer on the rise, and those horses usually sprint well fresh, and he's getting out to silly odds. And, geez, I'm just thinking a horse I really like. He owned that race at Warwick Farm. He's got pedigree to get over further, and he's got style. And Adrian's a good judge, and I just felt this morning he really likes this horse, so he's got to go in. Look, I could make a case for Edison, who I hate to leave out, because his run was an eye-catcher in that lead-up, and I could make a case for Subedar, who was just with the barrier and blinkers, but True Detective, I don't know what to think. I just want to see him do it at 1,500. 1936, but it's a bit of a race.
Yeah, I think it's all race hinges for me around Castelvecchio. Away from that, I think it's pretty hard to be confident with any runner, really. I think there's not a lot between them. They're all lightly raced and can certainly take that jump. But look, he's following the same path as the Autumn Sun last year, although he ran in, it was the Stanfox last year, now the Dulcifer. He's not as well weighted as the Autumn Sun was, but I think he brings as good two-year-old form. That Champagne Stakes win was proper. His two trials have been sound enough without the blinkers. He's always a horse you're going to struggle to be overly confident with, given his racing pattern. He's likely to get back. I imagine the map money's going to be against him, so I think we will get better odds, but I don't think you can deny his class. He's never missed a money in five starts, and all that form looks good. Richard Litt knows the horse so well. He had 5 weeks between runs going into the sires, which for me was a big no-no, and he just got chin there. So I'm trusting that he's ready to go here first up. Golden Rays is the grand final, so he's got to be pretty close. I've got him on top. From number five, Subedar, just didn't handle the wet track. The blinkers go on. His two wins prior were very good. Expect him to show sharp improvement. And of the rest, True Detective and Superior, I just got to go with the better form lines here. It's hard with True Detective. He's really yet to go past the horse this time in. He won it in the stewards' room last start, but I think everyone will be happy to argue he wouldn't have got past Superior. But look, that's still, I think, the better form, and he gets into a good spot for J-Mac. So I expect him to run well, and Superior keeps safe on the quick backup. Not sure where they get to on the map, but he should run well. But Castelvecchio, I just got to side with the class. My numbers 1, 5, 2 and 4.
Darren Flindell going for Just Thinking to do it again in a listed race to beat 5, 1 and 2, 6, 5, 1 and 2, and that's Darren's best bet of the day. Race 5, number 6, Just Thinking. Righto, we move to the Run to the Rose, and this is the first leg of today's quaddie at Rose Hill, and with the tab today, a projected quaddie pool, Glenn, of 750,000.
Yes, and they're never easy to get, the quaddies, but try to get your head around this race. First of all, we're Prince Fawaz. Here comes the Prince, as Ronnie says. It's $17.
The Prince is coming.
Oh, the Prince is coming, sorry, yes. Yes, at $5.50. Bivouac's a $4.40 chance. Exceedance, Blinkers off today, Bivouac, I just missed that. Exceedance back to $2.20 after he was $2.20 into $2.10 earlier this morning. Back to $2.20 in favourite. Dawn Passage at $5.50. Kubrick 11. Hightail 51. Mose Crown's got a trim this morning. 101 into 71, and he's got winkers on today. But Exceedance, more than double the investment. In fact, bang on half the investment in the race. Exceedance, looking at his moves, 260 all in, 230 final field. Was into 220 Friday. He sat there, came into 210 early today, back to 220. He's got more than double the investment on that. Yes, 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 who's been a steady drift. 4, 460 out to 550. And they're a very, very long way ahead of the rest, which is next pick, Dawn Passage.
And Tim Clark saying Dawn Passage could sit outside a leader today here, Simon.
Yeah, I think given the map, Andrew, and they expected him to settle closer first up, it just didn't work out. But from that draw and the way he's trialling, or he has trialled, you'd imagine he's got the speed in a race that doesn't look to have a lot of it. Mose Crown, I think they've got no choice but to press over from the wide draw. Bivouac finds himself into a non-speed position. Possibly Hightail kicks up from that inside draw. But you'd imagine Dawn Passage can settle a lot closer, Ronnie.
Yes, definitely, because I think no one will be positive out of the barriers here. Where I'm sure Tim will be positive out of the barriers because he's a real, you know, tough horse, Dawn Passage. So he's the positivity out of the barrier where the others just look at each other. Real tactical affair here, but I think he can... You can't get away from this favourite, Exceedance. He's a proper animal. He's a beautiful horse, great attitude, relaxes, sprints, wet, dry, complete racehorse. I think he'll win. Bivouac gets another chance, blinkers off. You've got to judge him probably on his brilliant first up Caulfield win there, where he was very good and it makes him competitive. The horse I think that everyone's going to be talking about after this race is Kubrick. I think he could well be the run of the race without winning. And Dawn Passage is just a beauty. His race form's terrific. He's dodged the big wraps all the way through, although I see he's the firmer this morning from 6.50 6.50 yesterday or something to 5.50, so that he's not forgotten. For a special 3.65.
Yeah, very hard to get away from Exceedance. What he did first up was, you know, something special. You don't see horses do that, especially on a heavy deck. Bivouac went into it as the wet tracker and he left him standing still. So did have a little weight swing in his favour, but he's a serious, serious talent. Would like to see him settle a bit closer. I don't think he has to get back as far as he has. I think they'll certainly want him to settle closer in the run when they get to the better races. So hopefully Tommy from that draw won't be too far back. And, yeah, look, I think even if they walk, it doesn't really matter. He's got the best turn of foot. So he's clearly on top from me. The danger is number 3, Bivouac. If you're in his corner, you can sort of build a pretty good case for him. He started the heavy favourite to beat Exceedance. Has the market reacted too much for that one defeat? He was dynamite first up, back to that level of form. Exceedance will certainly know he's there, and he should get the jump on him. So, you're getting a good price to find out with Bivouac. Number 5, Dawn Passage, really good win first up and does get the map advantage here. He should run well and agree with Ronnie Kubrick. To do what he did in one preparation, he's a serious horse and he went it up in Brisbane, which is always a big tick from the Chris Wallace stable. He should return in good order, but pretty keen on exceedance. And Ronnie, if he wins here, goes to the Rose. Is he an Everest horse?
Yes.
Has to be, right?
Yes.
I was looking at it. You always tell me I've got too much time. So he goes to the Golden Rose in 2 weeks. It's 3 weeks to the Everest, and then it's 2 weeks to the Coolmore. So not a bad program.
Oh, sounds good, Simon. What price? Money back guarantee with all in. So we'll have a look at the prices in the Everest.
So I think you've got to be on.
Yeah, you got to be on.
What price is it, Glenn? Did you say it earlier, Glenn?
No. I'm just having a look. He's $4 in the Golden Rose exceedance in the Everest. As I scroll down to him here, he's a $15 chance in the Everest.
Okay.
Take the treble. $2.20 into $4 into
$3.10. Darren Flindell likes Dawn Passage to hold it off here, to beat Exceedance and then Kubrick and Hightail. 5, 4, 6 and 7. Darren Flindell's numbers in the run to the Rose. Last three races to come. We'll do it after the break. This is Racing HQ.
This week at Kia, it's all about the number 7. Because during the Kia 7-day sale, private buyers receive a $777 bonus on top of already great driveway deals across the entire Kia range, including Cerato, Sportage and Sorento. Plus, every new Kia comes with Australia's best 7-year unlimited kilometre warranty. Hurry, Kia 7-day sale ends September 15. Warranty terms at kia.com.au.
Ripchester, the horse that went the extra mile in record time.
Ripchester and William Buick are the Queen Anne winners.
Ripchester, a 4-time Group 1 winner with a physique to match.
But it's Ripchester and William Buick who are going to win the Ulster Cab looking to make most to win it.
First foals on the ground now. Ripchester, standing at Kelvinside, New South Wales. For more, visit darley.com.au. Start with a Darley Stallion and the rest will follow.
You've won the plumbing contract. Now, all you need is to hire the extra staff and the equipment to deliver the project. So, you call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. We've helped thousands of small business owners get ahead with loans of up to $250,000. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Mendelssohn, you couldn't compose a better pedigree. A half-brother to 11-time Grade 1 winner, Beholder.
Beholder's going to go all the way.
And leading sire, Into Mischief.
Into Mischief wins the Cup Call Futurity.
The most versatile performer from this most brilliant family.
And full flight for the wire, Mendelssohn will go all the way.
Scat Daddy's best-bred son at stud.
Mendelssohn by a conservative 17 lengths.
Mendelssohn, standing now at Coolmore.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
The next race in our Rose Hill preview, which will be run this entire day on under clear skies. Fine and sunny over the top of Rose Hill with a top of 22. And race 7, Glenn, is the Theo Marks.
Yes, and we over here in the east, we get our first chance to have a look at the star Western Australian Galloper, which is, of course, Arcadia Queen in this race here. And it's actually the Tui's 150th birthday. Congratulations to Tui's there, the Tui's brothers, who kicked off the Tui's Brewery, and it's their 150th birthday, and this Theo Marks is over 1,300 metres. Invincibella came out Wednesday. She was a dual acceptor at that stage, which is out of both races today. 7 cents a win and 8 cents a place, the deduction there. Zusane, with a tongue tie on and the nose roll off at $12. The Kiwi, Volpe Veloce, at $26. Tom, he's back, $19, $3.80 the place. Deploy at 51. Arcadia Queen, $1.90 in favourite. Redouble at 26. Gem Song, National Ride one over here on 56. It's a $14 chance. El Dorado Dreamin' back from a laryngotomy, which, of course, is the vocal fold collapse. He had She had at $18. Fundamentalist out on Thursday, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Trope is a $4.80 chance, and Baller at $7.50. About 2.5 times the amount of money on Acadia Queen than Trope here. They totally dominate the first two picks. She was very popular in the all-in market where you had $2.30. She was $2.25 final field, into as short as $1.85, back to $1.90 and been $1.90 for a couple of days now.
And just got a text from Tommy. He's saying, get the bubble bath ready, is the direct text message. you can see Chris getting prepared tomorrow.
You think an old nine-year-old gelding, he'd make an old man very, very happy, Tom, if he could get in the bubble bath there with Acadia Queen.
Wouldn't it be a fantastic photo? Wouldn't it be just glorious?
They got to do it yet. If they run one, too, I'm sure. Chris will take it into consideration.
Chris will do it. He will. Pace in the race?
Yeah, Deploy, from that draw, they'll certainly want to utilise it. He should roll along at a decent clip. You'd imagine Ball comes across from that draw, redouble, and I think Zusain can settle closer to the speed. All eyes on Acadia Queen from that inside draw, Ron. Doesn't look great on the map, but we're interesting to see what James does early.
Yeah, it doesn't look great at all, and I can't imagine him bustling her first up. He'll let her land where she lands travelling. So, hard-in-mouth stuff, for sure. I love her. I do. I don't know where she's going to finish in this market, anywhere between $2.60 and $1.50. That's what I'm thinking. They'll either really charge for her and say this is just too good for them, or she's vulnerable today. I think with even luck, she wins, and she's an outstanding mare, an outstanding mare. I think the forgotten horse is the Kiwi, Volpe Veloce, 25-1. It will add plenty of value into the multiples here. Like the New Zealand trial, she's good fresh. She's good right-handed. Dry tracks are no issues for her. She's multiple group-winning mare. She goes in for sure. Trope, he'll be charging with his sectionals late, as he usually does. He's a good horse, Trope, but just has to get some more race sense about him. But smaller field, a couple of scratchings here have helped him. And Zusain is in magnificent order. He's a really good-looking horse. He's had his issues for sure. You know, I think he's had about five trials since his last run, but he's had issues. But I think they might have him back on track to make a statement in something this preparation. 6-3, 11-2.
Yeah, look, I just can't take the odds on about Acadia Queen. You're getting black odds about her in the WA Guineas and against the fillies, and that's when she was up running and flying. And now to take odds on first up, inside draw, I just can't do it. So interesting to see what price she does start. If they latch onto that Kingston Town rating, she starts odds on. So I've got to oppose her with Trope. I'm hoping she's locked away on the inside and Tommy's off and gone on Trope. He's going to get back. I wish he drew a gate because I think Tommy wants him to settle a bit closer, but doesn't get the chance to. But I think he's very good fresh and he should only improve off that. So I think he's in the finish. Acadia Queen, just the price is the knock for me, but she's a superstar. Looking forward to seeing how she measures up. Number two, Zusain. We only saw him twice last prep, but going back to that, his form in the spring, tot stuff by the autumn sun, sunlight. He can bob up here. Have to have him in your quaddie in exotics. And number nine, Eldorado Dreaming, going wider in your quaddies. I'll certainly throw her in. She hasn't won for a while, but she was racing well last prep. She can sprint well fresh here, but I'm just hoping Trope's off and gone and she's locked away on the inside Acadia Queen. So my number's 11, 6, 2 and 9.
Darren Flindell is with you. Trope number 11 to beat 2 Zusain, 4 Tom Melbourne and 6 Acadia Queen. 11, 2, 4 and 6 for Darren in the Theo Marks. Another great race today is, Glenn, you take it away with the naming of race 8.
Yes, Andrew, it's the Schweppes Scirocco Stakes, and you'll be happy to know, yet to knock the top off one at this stage, but definitely not too far away, and it won't be the last all day either. This is over 1,200 metres for the fillies and mares here. We start with a couple of scratchings. Invincibella out this morning, 7 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Acadia Queen out Wednesday, 17 cents a win and 13 cents a place. So I'm Excited is our first runner, and she is a $7 chance. Champagne Cuddles with the blinkers off at $3.60. Alassio at 31. Noir is a $19 pop. Pretty in Pink at $12. Resin out yesterday. 2 cents a win and 1 cent the place. Mizzy is at $5. River Racer at $21. Dyslexic at $9. Demerara out Wednesday. 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Ready to Profit at 13. And Fasika back today with a lugging bit on at $4.60. Most popular runner here now is Fasika. Just under a quarter of the total investment at $4.60. You can't really go into the market here because there's been so many scratchings. She went up double figures. We've got second pick being Dyslexic, and they're a very long way ahead of the rest, which is Champagne Cuddles.
Okay, quick pace here.
Yeah, looks solid. Ready to Profit from the inside. Alassio comes across from out deep. I don't think Fasika will be too far away. And Champagne Cuddles gets a nice smother on the inside, Ron.
Yeah, good race. I think she's got a real... Well, there's probably not enough evidence with only three starts, but I reckon she's got a real bulldog attitude about her, this Fasika. There's a lot to like about her. I think she's been prepped right up to make a statement in a black-type race first up. I think she can win. Champagne Cuddles is the obvious danger. She looks to be flying, goes well fresh. She's got a electric turn of speed. I'm excited. You can't rule her out. And Mizzy is up and running. Everything went according to plan last time, and she's got a chance. 14.439.
Yeah, pretty back Dyslexic each way at $9. I thought she was super first up. She meets Mizzy, 3.5 kilos, better off at the weights. She races well at Rosehill, goes good second up. Ticks enough boxes for me from that good draw. The danger is certainly for Seeker. She's unbeaten. You just don't know how good she is. Number 4, Champagne Cuddles, gets a lovely smother. She's well placed back in this grade. And of the rest, number 13, ready to profit. I think she can lead from that inside draw. I think she can give a bit of cheek first up. But with Dyslexic each way, my numbers 11, 14, 4 and 13.
Darren's with you. He's gone 11 to beat 9, 3 and 4. 11, 9, 3 and 4. The last, Glenn, at 10 past 5. Few scratchings now.
Yeah, the Fujin Construction Sprint here. Benchmark 88 over 1,100. We start with All Too Royal, who's a $5 chance. Miss Fabulous, out yesterday, no deduction. Top Striker, out, no deduction. She Knows, out this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Sweet Scandal, out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Beau Ideal at 11. Cattersby, out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Legend of Condor, 11. Malahat, blinkers on, pads on the front, but the synthetic hoof filler off, I think you'll find there. The synthetic hoof filler. It is a $41 chance. Star Boy at 11. Sharp Hustler out, no deduction. It's So Obvious, 16. Catch Me, 14. God of Thunder, $2.15 and favourite. Spanish Dream at 23, November Man at 10, and Fasika out, no deduction. Most popular runner here is God of Thunder. You could have had 240 earlier this morning. Yes, 240 after all of the scratchings. 240, 230, 215. Totally dominates. Next pick, All Too Royal, about 1/8 the amount of money that God of Thunder has on it.
Ron, your tips?
I'm guessing here. I want to look at him first, but I'm left with Beau Ideal on top. Barrier 1 and Improver. Wasn't ready first up. Back to dry. Just mapping well. I think Legend of Condor, first run of the gelding, was encouraging. All Too Royals, just too good a horse to leave out. I was opposing God of Thunder, big field, getting back 1,100 Rose Hill, but that's not so much the case now, and I can see he's got a good chance. 6-8, 1 and 14.
Yeah, better the day for me, God of Thunder. He should have won first up. He absolutely gapped him last start. He's trending the right way now, gelded. I think he's clearly the one to beat. Two-horse race, if you're saving on All Too Royal, I think he's the only danger in the race. He was too good first up to ignore. 16, November Man, should be flashing late. And of the rest, number 8, Legend of Condor. But I think, yeah, God of Thunder, he'll work through his grades. I think he'll win again. My number's 14, 1, 16 and 8.
Okay, so 14 on top there. And for Darren Flindell, 14, 1, 8 and 6. 14, 1, 8 and 6. And that's your best in the last.
Yeah, wait till the last, Andrew. Hopefully we can build up a bit of bank during the day. But yeah, I think God of Thunder, very hard to beat in the last.
Thank you to Simon. Your best stuff?
The 3-year-old Exceedance. I think he's an outstanding horse. So race 6, number 4, Exceedance.
And that completes our preview for Rose Hill. Stay with Sky right through the day for the latest around this such a strong meeting.
Sky Sports Radio is making important changes to Racing HQ every morning. From Tuesday, you can rely on us for even more information around New South Wales racing. There's the Racing HQ News Hour from 9. Sean Cosgrove has the New South Wales Hour from 10, with all the thoroughbred previews in one block, plus going greyhounds and on the pace. From 11, the Whip Around will present in 30 minutes all the best bets for the afternoon meetings around Australia. And from 11:30, hear from trainers and jockeys on the day's racing ahead. It all starts Tuesday on Sky Sports Radio.
Lano, want some free advice?
Here we go. You said there's no such thing as something for nothing, and you said there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Get out the wrong side of the bed, did we?
You said there's no free rides in life.
But buy a fridge at Ping Lee right now. I will deliver and unbox it free.
Free?
And connect me free. And take away your old one free.
But you said...
Lano, there are free rides for fridges at Ping Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
Every 8 minutes, an Australian is diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Being overweight and inactive significantly increases the risk of developing type 2 diabetes and other chronic conditions. Walking regularly is the best exercise because you can easily build it into your daily routine. So let's get walking every day. Friday the 4th of October is Diabetes Australia Walk to Work Day. Join the walking class and learn more at walk.com.au.
Speef, a son of champion sire Thornpark and from the immediate family of champion stallions Flying Spur and Encosta de Lago.
Speef, he's really starting to power now, but Speef hits the lead from Kaepernick late. Speef gets the money, last out, first home.
A serious Group 1 sprinting sensation with a tremendous turn of foot. Speef, the complete outcross to Dane Hill Blood. Speef stands at Aquas in the Hunter Valley this season at $15,000 plus GST. For more on Speef, go to aquasfarm.com.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Cooper, inviting you to join me for the Dubai World Cup in March with Ambassador Travel. We take in breakfast with the stars, a fabulous desert safari with traditional Arabic barbecue, plenty of time for sightseeing and shopping, and of course, one of the most exciting racing events in the world, the Dubai World Cup at spectacular Maidan Racecourse. You can even extend your tour and include a trip to Egypt to take in Cairo and cruise the River Nile.
Call 1-800-777-989 or visit ambassadortravel.com.au.
Interstate Form Preview, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ on a Saturday morning. Sky Sports Radio, just recapping with Rose Hill, the Quaddy projected pool of $750,000 today through the New South Wales tab on races 6, 7, 8 and 9. And there's the bonus bet offer if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 5. And if you're in a venue, races 6 and 7 as well, that bonus bet back up to $50. So certainly plenty of offers for Rose Hill Gardens. Beginning at 12:10 today, 22 degrees, clear skies. Certainly just a beautiful day to be at the races. Righto, we move to Flemington, where, of course, it's Group 1 Maccabi Diva Stakes Day, and Mark Hutter is joining us. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
Skies are clear, they told us earlier.
Magnificent day, Hoss. Absolute cracker. Can't wait to get out there.
Okay. Oh, going. Okay. Well, you've got a runner today, haven't you?
Two.
What's the second one?
Shotmaker.
That's it. Shotmaker for Mick Price and of course, your super flying in the Dane Hill.
Well, let's hope for it, Andrew. That's the aim.
And the rail back into the true as I welcome in David Gately. It was a month ago when it was out for the Ori Star, and it's come back into the true today, David.
Yeah, that's right. So the track played well, of course. That was July 6th. There was no pattern sort of evident that day, so I'm expecting a similar scenario here. Very rarely is it a problem running on at Flemington. Obviously a great track, and that's why punters love betting there.
Yep, exactly. You got a similar feel there with the rail, Mark?
Yeah, also, look, Flemington, the days of that mad leader track have gone. I've got no issue tipping any type of horse at Flemington.
Okay. Well, let's have a look at them in the markets here with the main horses as we go through. And in the first here, over the 2,500, number two, another Coldy, is at $8.50. Four, Naval Warfare at $10. Five, Alfaris at $8.50. Six, Harrison, currently at $6.50. Number seven, King of Leo Grants at $2.60. Eight, Caliburn. Now, I got told this was going to be called Tiako Caliburn because there's a Caliburn already here, but it's been left as Caliburn. It's an international horse now with Tiako Racing, and it's $7. Number nine, Exemplar at $5.50. They're the main ones in the market here. Mark, how do you see the first?
I think the horse with those horses now, you can. We've got one as well just from overseas. I think you can add the IRE on the end of it usually if there's a horse over here called Caliburn, so they might even call it Caliburn Ire or something silly like that.
Okay, righto.
I'm tipping number nine, Exemplar, as an each-way special here. It's had the three runs back. It was given no hope, not put into the race two starts ago. Every chance last time, no excuses, but got quickly headed then. I thought it fought the race out really well. I think it's ready to win. They've announced Harrison's going to lead, so I think Jamie Carr rolls across, parks in the first three or four, gets every chance, and I don't think it can miss each way. Caliburn's the big danger, second behind King's Advice. That horse was favourite for the Ebor. Third was Desert Skyline. That's winning form for a race like this. It's got a great hope. Six, Harrison, might need one more, but it's going to give you a great sight in front. And seven, King of Leo Grants, who's, I think, very well found in the market. Its runs have been quite good. It's getting fitter. It's got a chance, but certainly short enough for mine. I like nine each way from eight, nine, eight, six, seven.
Yeah, I agree, given on King of Leo Grants. You know, it's pretty thin in a market where there's a race we can make a strong winning case for probably five or six of them. I think Alfaris is perhaps over the odds. Obviously, the mile was too sharp for Ash. Went pretty sharply to 2,400 and battled on well behind them. Obviously, fitter now. Look, if he runs to that Steel Prince surprise baby, wait for age run in the Ramsden where he covered a lot of ground, I think he goes very close here. And he's around 850 as I look at the tab prices. So he's probably the overs in a really challenging race. Naval Warfare, luckless that same race. Pretty much all his form, 2,500 metres and beyond, is either really good or forgivable. Harrison found the line nicely fresh. Winner Kentucky Breeze won again, of course, then beat King of Leo Grants. So it's an easy line to draw. He ran well second up last time in behind a Group 1 winner in Trap for Fools. And King of Leo Grants next best. I just couldn't get it as thin as that. But, you know, I've been wrong before. 5, 4, 6, 7 for me.
5, 4, 6, and 7 there for Gator in race one. Matt Hill calling the action. He likes 7, King of Leo Grants, to beat 6, 9, and 2. 7, 6, 9, and 2. And I think the stable, talking with Lloyd Williams and the team yesterday, they feel that King of Leo Grants is the best of theirs in this race before they scratched, obviously, Douglas MacArthur. Let's move to race two here for the three-year-old fillies down the straight over 1,000 metres. Number two, Absolute Flirt, currently at $5. Three, Athera at $6.50. Four, Vince Valere, down there for Tony Gollan, and Aquas Bloodstock at $9. Then we go to number six, St. Edward's Crown at 11. Seven, Lankan Star at 16. Nine, Sizzle Fly at $8.50. 10, Way Up in the Sky's gone down there for Snowden Racing at $5. And Evening Slippers is at 16. Splendor on the Grass, number 15, is a $14 chance. So, Gator, there's a few in the market. Which one do you like?
Look, it's a very good race, always is. I think Vinci Valare is the one that's over the odds, resumes here, trial well in Queensland. Easy winner, first up, last prep. And then this is the run that I'm working on. Worked pretty hard on a strong speed in the Group 2 Riesling Stakes. Held on to third behind Ten Lee and Exhilarates. Of course, the latter then came out and beat all of these, you know, twice. Time was fast that day. It was a fast day, though.
Did a trial on Tuesday, Gator?
Yeah, trial to Queensland. Just a nice soft lead. They ran over it late, but untouched. The previous trial was terrific as well. So, look, I just think at $9, she'll be in front for a very, very long way. And give you a sight. Absolute Flirt, good thing beaten first up for mine, then swept to the lead in the Quizette, run down by Exhilarates, who, of course, then won again. Inside draw, no idea. But what they have been able to do in recent times is win from inside draws up the straight. You go back 12 months and that wasn't happening. Splendor in the Grass, I think, is over the odds as well. It was wide, untouched. I really liked the jump out. It was a strong heat. Ran well in good time. Ran down a good one in Rubisaki on debut. Then ran well at start number two. Was right on the heels of Absolute Flirt. So easy to tie her in. Sizzle Fly wide in the Quizette, the other key hope, certainly doesn't end there. Looking for value, 4, 2, 15 and 9.
Yeah, I'm tipping gates 1 and 2, so who knows, I may be out of play here, but I like number 15, Splendor on the Grass, who that debut win was good, the Adelaide run was good, went for a spell, it's come back. I thought the recent jump out was an absolute beauty. He looks strong at the end of 1100, there's good speed here, and as Gator said, you can win from inside draws, they tend to get up inside them and scoot through, so banking on that to beat number 2, Absolute Flirt. It's flying, it's fit, it's going to get a great run for Ollie behind the fast pace and run well. But 7, Lankin Star might be the big improver on dry ground. And then number 3, Theory. Jury's out how it's going. We'll give it one more chance here. 15, 2, 7 and 3.
And it's interesting. I know you can't tip everything, but that tells us how strong. Way up in the sky, Sydney form's been good. This is obviously a little kick-up, but maybe you got to take a lead from the Snowdens, have you, in some way?
Oh, for well, sure. Yeah, I'd give it a case, Mark, as well. The problem I've got is in trying to find, you know, a pecking order for
them.
Yeah, was,
yeah. You can't tip them all.
Well, Ventura Valari beat her when they clashed last prep, so maybe she's just better.
Yep. Mark?
No, just beating Vivaro, Hoss, last time we saw Vivaro was disgraceful at Sandown. I know one of your colleagues up there likes it, Andrew, but I thought it may be up in class here, way up in the sky.
Okay, all right. To race, or Matt Hill likes number 2, Absolute Flirt, to beat 4, 9 and 6, 2, 4, 9 and 6 in race 2. Race 3, the Exford Plate over the 1,400 metres. Snowdens have got Creator, $26 at the moment. Number 4, Pedra is drifting to 15. 5, Shotmaker is at 13. 6, Hinchpin at 13. 7, Vegas Knight is at $15. 10, Scottish Dancer at 6, along with 10 Lee, number 11, just drifting out to $6. Le 10, number 12, is at $8.50. Missile Mantra, number 13. It's a mover this morning. In the last 40 minutes, it's gone $4.20 to $3.80, number 13, Missile Mantra. And the best of the rest is Lady Lupino, a $15 chance. Mark, what do you like in the Exford?
I think it's a really hard race, but I'm with a value chance here, number 6, Hinchpin, who looks to be a Derby type of horse. Had the 3 runs, they've all been good. Came back from a spell and trialled recently and was just an outstanding trial. It was on wet ground, but, gee, it just cruised the line. Midfield, get to the outside, be strong, and good double-figure odds each way. To beat number 7, Vegas Knight, another one at odds. I think it's a nice horse. They've gone with the apprentice who can't claim. Going to need luck from midfield inside, but will run on strongly. The 13, Missile Mantra, certainly got a chance. Hit the line well first up. And 11, 10 Lee. Another one of these Sydney ones. Bit basic first up. Blinkers off. Give it one more chance. We'll go 6, 7, 13 and 11.
Yeah, another good race. I'm leaning to Missile Mantra. Nice return in the McNeil. The tempo was moderate. She was held up and then really rushed home. Clear race, fastest 11-12 there, that last sectional. Debut win had a lot of merit on the clock, and then she won well at Caulfield, and she's really strong winning form behind her, and some pretty smart ones, including Express Pass, who looked terrific winning recently. So, lent that way from 10 Lee. Look, I expected a little bit better fresh, I must admit, but it was a super fast race, and I'm not sure she was overly happy racing tight, you know, in between them. That race through last week's Group 2 Furious Stakes trifecta, and 1400 is a big tick. All her previous form on dry ground was excellent. Scottish Dancer debut win was fabulous. He ran home 11.58, then 11.10. It's pretty rare air to come home your last 200 significantly faster than your 4 to the 2. So it's generally reserved for pretty good horses. And Lady Lupino had the internal bleed fresh. If she runs to that Castel Vecchio run, she's in the game. A lot of hopes. 13.11, 10.14.
13, 11, 10 and 14. And it's interesting with Godolphin. I'm just going to get my notebook out so I get it right. But he did separate those fillies. Kiyomichi stayed in Sydney and Flit's going to go next week to the T-Rose and he decided to send Tenley down here. So he split them all up, those talented three-year-old fillies. Matt Hill does like number 13, Missile Mantra, to be 10, 12 and 2. 13, 10, 12 and 2. And if you like Missile Mantra, She's a joint favourite at this stage for the 1,000 guineas with Flit at $8.50. So who knows what happens today. Her price might shorten or lengthen, but that's where she sits at the moment as a joint favourite in the 1,000 guineas. To race four, the Sofitel over the 1,400 metres. Number two, Romancer, drifting this morning to $9.50. Three, Vacillator at $14. Number five, Longleaf is at $8.50. Then we go down to 8 Tribal Wisdom, drifting to $16 this morning. Antar number 9 is at 10. 10 Rocks the Castle at $3.30. 11 Mr. Moneybags has gone in the last 10 minutes, $12 to $9. Number 11 Mr. Moneybags. 12 Chestar, steady at $8.50, and 14 Tarwin is there at $7. That's the current prices. A few early moves and drifters there. What's the race going to bring us?
I don't know, but I think...
if you can't help us, what chance have we got?
Well, I hope I can help. what I did think, doing the form before markets out, that Tribal Wisdom would come up 50 or 70 to 1. Then I saw 14. I thought they might have missed him, as I mentioned there. Look, I really liked his jump out before the two complete forgive runs this prep. Wrong spot first up, then hopelessly held up last time at Caulfield in a slowly run race. He was going better than a lot of those that were in the finish, but just had nowhere to go. So he's beaten Osborne Bull, so I know he can win. You know, he's good enough, and he draws out. Rocks the Castle, the obvious. Chased Age of Chivalry, two back. That horse then won and beat many of these key rivals. So it's an easy line to draw. He then beat Jumbo Ozaki, who, you know, many were rating as the next Farlap, and gave him 4.5 kilos. Tarwin resumes. He's a good talent. He should be unbeaten. And Mr. Moneybags, terrific late split out wide on the track. Another sneaky good run from that Tribal Wisdom race. I'm keen to play here. 8, 10, 14, 11.
Yeah, pretty similar. Just switch them around a bit. Number 10, Rocks the Castle. Just in great form. It's a horse that holds its form. It's drawn wide, but it's probably only got Chestark to contend the lead. It should spear across, probably cross, dominate the race and be very hard to run down. 8 Tribal Wisdom, should have finished a whole lot closer last time. A little bit of a wide gate. He's just got to get in midfield there and have a bit of luck. He'll be in the finish for sure. 11 Mr. Moneybags, getting away from Caulfield back to Flemington with a big improver. Will need luck from inside. And 3 Vacillator, a bit better last time, getting fitter, needs another win on the board. 10, 8, 11, 3.
10, 8, 11 and 3 there for Mark in race 4. 14 is the top fancy from Matt Hill, Tarwin, to beat 3, 10 and 5. 14, 3, 10 and 5. To race 5, this is a beauty, isn't it? Mark, I know you've got the super here, but gee, it's a good group of 3-year-olds that could end up clashing 2 or 3 times during the spring. Looking forward to seeing your deal, a Group 1 winner from New Zealand. It's on the way to Hong Kong, but it's racing in Melbourne during the spring, and right now it's $13. 2 Dubious at 8, Strasbourg at 15, Super Seath at $3.80. Dala Sun number 5 is now at $2.70. Down to Sebricate number 8 at $7.50. And the best of the rest is Nick Ryan's 3-year-old Express Pass at $8.50. Dala Sun comes across from SA. It's got form around Scales of Justice, Mark.
Yeah, it's my top pick, Dala Sun. It did have the race put on for it first up. They were way too close on Scales of Justice and impatient, and I would imagine Dispatch just wasn't ready to do what it was asked to do either. So did have the absolute run behind them, but still put them away. It's so strong. How it handles the straight will be an issue. It does like to turn left under pressure and really could be a handful the last 300 metres. But I think if it gets in the right spot, builds into the race, it'll be very strong and just might be too good. For number 4, Super Seth, he's a lot fitter from that first up win and he's really trained on fantastic. He's got a tricky gait. He'll need to get the brakes at the right time, but he'll be charging. I think they dominate the race. Next best, number 8, Sebricate. I think our jock was pretty confident he would have fought Sebricate off even if it got out last time, and we should have more improvement. But Sebricate will give you a good sight. 11 Express Pass. Terrific win in the maiden. Good first up behind Mr. Old Mantra. We'll be running on. I'll go 5, 4, 8, 11.
You're pretty keen. Dala Sun's the one to beat. He tracked a proper Group 1 horse, as we know, in Scales of Justice, and ran him down fresh. Time, sectionals, that, a very good horse. Of course, we saw Scars of Justice then win the Memsey and beat Elise and those sort of, you know, elite sort of athletes. He should be unbeaten, this horse. He just might be very, very good. The query, yeah, as referenced, is the straight. But, you know, it's called gambling for a reason. Super Seth had the right run, but won well in the McNeil. Excellent when he's only had the second up run. Excuses in his sole defeat. And Sebricate should have finished, near him, I think. I'm with Mark. I think he should have run second. I think Super Seth holds him, but it's just an opinion. He might get an easy lead here, and he's proven up the straight, whereas some of the others are not. And Express Pass won well last time and beat a horse that got a bit of time for, and it then won well. So I'm going 5 on top, clearly. 4, 8, 11.
So similar numbers there to Mark, obviously. And Matt Hill likes number 4, Dala Sun, to beat 4, 2, and 8. 5, 4, 2, and 8. To race 6, the Let's Elope here today at Flemington. And Damien Oliver sticks with Princess Jenny. And Craig Williams gets the ride on My Pendant. Princess Jenny is at $10. Number 2, Spanish Whisper. It's moved around a little bit this morning. Got to $6.50 half an hour ago. It's now at $7, number 2. Number 5, Aloysia. This morning, it's been 26, 21, and now 16, Aloysia, number 5. 6, Fundamentalist at $4.60. 7, My Pendant this morning is drifting. $4.60 out to $5 in the last half an hour. 8, Miss Siska at $11. 9, Fidalia at $3.60. 10, Amberti now at $10. Did open this morning at $13. Bellaria, number 11, now $34. It's gone 61 to 34. So they're playing with these markets here. It'll be interesting to see if what the true movers are later on in the morning into the afternoon. Gator, which one do you like here in the Let's Elope?
Look, I've led to Fidelia, back weave through, really found the line fresh at 1,200 behind a fast one in Pippi. She's unbeaten, 4 from 4 beyond 1,200, and she's unbeaten 3 for 3 here at Flemington. She won second up last prep. Spanish Whisper beat her home in that race behind Pippi. Won the Cooney Stakes here second up last prep. She did it off a wide run, and she did it in fast time. I think she's a logical danger. They're the main two. For me, Fundamentalist, clearly good enough, just comes off an average run, though, and that's some query. Maybe the rider did say maybe the track was too firm, so I don't know. We know she's good enough, so that's important. And My Pendant, Miss Siska, are chances, but I'm going to back in a skinny first leg here, 9 and 2 from 6 and 7.
I'm just number 7, My Pendant. It's going to need luck from back in the field. Did have the race put on for it last time, was never going to lose. Pretty soft win on the line. Get back and just need a drag into the race to hit the line hard here to beat number 9, Fidelia. Terrific first up, fitter for that. It's going to run well. Just doesn't want to bomb the start and end up too far back. I thought number 10, Amberti. In a race where there doesn't look great tempo on paper, I thought Amberti could fly the start, get up the front and run well at odds. And 2, Spanish Whisper. Good enough first up. Gets a beautiful run from the gate. It's going to present as the winner. It's got a chance. 7, 9, 10 and 2.
Matt Hill is all over Fidalia here, number 9. Best bet of the day to be 2, 7 and 6. 9, 2, 7 and 6 for Matt Hill in race 6. Good luck to Robbie Griffiths. We know he's fighting his own battle after a recent operation. And our good mate Dean Lester is out of hospital again. He did an interview on Brisbane Radio yesterday, and he'll be back when he wants to come back. He wants to come back. There's no doubt about that. But he needs to be picture perfect in health. So we might try and talk to him this week on Racing HQ. But continued thoughts for both of those gents for sure. Well, what about the Group 1? It's the Maccabi Diva, race 7 at 10 past 4. Hartnell, number 1 at $11. Galo Chop comes back at 51. Humidor currently at 23. Scales of Justice now $4.40. Number 5, Rostoprovich at 34. Gadding Over from WA at 126. Kingswell Dream at 17. 50 Stars at 31. Yucatan back today at $10. Night's Watch at 26. Sound 251. Mr. Quickie, the Derby winner from Queensland at 26. Mystic Journey, just drifted this morning a little bit. $2.10 right now, Mystic Journey. Uhud number 14 at 71. And Quafila, the bottom one, at 34. Mark, before you give us your thoughts, how's it going to be run? How's the speed map?
No, pretty moderate, Hoss. I would imagine, even on dry ground, that Galo Chop probably gets across to the rail. And then Scales of Justice and Mystic Journey follow across. And whether Scales of Justice finds the top or sits outside Galo Shop, there won't be much tempo, I wouldn't think.
You got a similar vein, Gator?
Yeah, so Scales of Justice, Galo Shop 1-2 as well. I think their best chance, both of those athletes, is to not go too slow, though. So, yeah, probably right on or a length perhaps under Group 1 average is my prediction.
Okay. Your thoughts in the Group 1, Mark?
I think Mystic Journey will win and win comfortably, Andrew. I think she's a star. Her win in the All-Star Mile was unbelievable. First up from a spell, was never going to lose, was a soft win. I think it rolls across with Scales of Justice, gets a beautiful run just behind the pace, and I think is far too good to beat number one, Hartnell. I don't think Hartnell appreciated being inside. I think it's going really well. I'd love to see a little quieter ride midfield down the outside. I think it'll charge. It's the one I'm going to anchor for the place. I think number five, Rostropovich, has been gelded, joined a new stable. I don't know where it gets to in the run, but it looks like it's flying off the trials. And 15, Quafila, I thought was good first up, has got a place chance at odds. Keen on 13 to win. I'll be anchoring Hartnell the place, 13, 1, 5 and 15.
Yeah, look, it's always a great race, isn't it? I couldn't tip you anything to beat Mystic Journey. Really solid return win. All things being equal, that'd be nine straight. She's been at the mile three times. They've been her best three wins, in my very humble opinion. A dominant Guineas win, just so strong at the end of her race. And then the All-Star Mile win, sat wide, beat Hartnell, beat Elise. Okay, that field, the second half of it was a benchmark 90, but the top end was still elite. Scars of Justice, dominant fresh win, wide on the speed, an awesome second up, and then a strong Group 1 win, and the Memsy beating Elise. So there you go, 3 from 4 at the mile, this horse, here's the danger. Yucatan's probably not a miler. I mean, he won at that trip as a younger horse, but that Herbert Power Handicap win is impossible to erase from my memory. It's only reserved, you just don't see it, that sort of win. It was just off its head. And Kings Will Dream, a terrific return, probably one more for him, but I bet he runs well. 13.497.
Lloyd said to me yesterday, he said that the only concern with Yucatan was the mild tempo that you've spoken about.
Yeah.
Like he's a staying horse that will appreciate it. But, I mean, they did it last Saturday at the Valley, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I think he'll get back and be hitting the line. I don't think they'll try anything cute mid-race. But, I think he's in for a... he's got a big Group 1 in him, I think.
Yeah. 13 on top here for Matt Hill, Mystic Journey, to beat 4, 15 and 1. 13, 4, 15 and 1. And talking with Adam Trindy yesterday, and I know he's done a lot of media in the last couple of days, but he said Hartnell's the horse to beat, in his belief. And he said it's going to be tactical for us because we've got Hartnell to his outside and Scales of Justice to his inside. Where they all get to, you've spoken about Scales of Justice, but he said our horse just loves the straights. Time to really wind up and cut loose.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look at the two wins at this track. They've been awesome. It's really exciting, isn't it, having another emerging star, and we'll see another one hopefully in exceedance in Sydney, so great time to be alive.
And our good mate's just given us a text, Dino. Great to know you're listening, Dean. And we love having Gator on a Saturday, but you might be off the on the bench
back
next
to
week.
The bench.
Yeah, he's confident for next week.
Story
so that's,
my life.
that is good news.
Where's dressing gown.
Well,
the dressing gown. No, we don't have any dressing gowns.
Awkward.
Righto. So that's good news. We'll just see how he goes this week coming up. Righto to the Bobby Lewis. Love this race down the straight. Probably not the strongest Bobby we've ever seen, but they're all lining up in it, aren't they? I'd love to own any of them.
Sure.
Dothraki at $12 a tab. Malibu Style at $7. Shahitzi at $19. Streets of Avalon at $18. Rebel King over from WA at $16. I'm Wesley at $18. Glen Orr at $15. Resin is at $10. It's gone $13.10 this morning. Demerara, the other ones, both of these scratch from Sydney to run here. Demerara, $4.80. Parsifal at $9 for Will Clarkin. Really nice horse. Usain Bowler at $7.50. Zatora at $8. And Rich Itch at $23. So they're the thoughts. I did speak with John Sadler on Usain Bowler. He said, well, go back and come with one run with the bowler.
That's the key to that horse. I thought he was ridden too warm last time. It was a slow speed, so they probably had to. But then you watch him that last 25, 30 metres, he's nowhere near as strong as he normally is. He's got to be ridden colder than that and then hope for tempo rather than ride him in the wrong spot and then, you know, put him in the race. It's not his go. He ran well in a new market here, so he can win this. Demerara narrowly on top for me, though. 5 from 6 fresh and was a complete forgive run in the sole defeat when fresh. She's trialling nicely, she always does. I like the nice middle draw. She's proven up the straight. So there's a few sort of cards that have fallen her way, given the scratchings as well. Usain Bowler, a danger. Streets of Avalon's underrated. He's a better 1,200-metre horse than he is an 1,100, and he's beaten Bonds away, so he can win this. Dothraki doesn't win, but did win this race last year. It was his last win. He was good first up off a wide run, and Malibu Style gave a great sight first up. They're all in the quaddie for me. 11, 14, 5, 1, 2.
Yeah, I hope I'm winning coming to these last two races because I'm not quite sure what will win these. I'll go number 15, Zutori, first up from a spell. Good last time until it headed north and failed. I think it's trialled up well, hoping to park behind the speed and come with one run to beat number 2, Malibu Style. Never runs badly, trialled really well since that last run. 16, Richich, massive odds, but it's straight track run there about 5 runs ago. Should have won. I think it's flying and not the worst. And I put number 14, Usain Bowler, in. Certainly go better with a quieter ride we'll be running on. Tough race for me, 15, 2, 16 and 14.
For Matt Hill, it's 11 Demerara to beat 2, 9 and 15. 11, 2, 9 and 15. And our thoughts in many ways this week in racing have been around the Russell Cameron family. There'll be many of our Sydney listeners and New South Wales listeners and wherever you may be listening via the Tab app that learnt that Russell lost his life earlier this week, and he trained at Flemington for a good number of years, and this is the last, the Vale Russell Cameron. Material Man is at 13, then to a midterm, it's an outsider at 41. Six Captain Cook has gone $4.20 to $4 this morning. Sully at $8, down to Spanish Steps at 16, right down to Mosh Music, number 13, a $6 chance. Hangman at $8.50, Royal Ace at 12 into 10 this morning for Danny O'Brien, and the bottom one, Laurel Meehan, is at $6. Mark, what do you like in the last?
Oh, it's going to keep ticking boxes in the quadrilla. Andrew, I don't know what will win the race, really. I'll go number 7, Sully, who ran ninth first up but had no luck, looked to have plenty to offer. It's not a horse I totally trust, so it won't shock me to see it run badly, but if it's trained on and repeats that first up run and has some luck from gate one, it should be somewhere in the finish. To beat number 6, Captain Cook, sat on the back of the winner who had no cover, had every chance, ran well for second, it's close to a win. 17, Lormian. It's such a race here with so many backmarkers that Lormian will go forward and get an easy run. It ran second last time, but I still don't think it's going as well as it can. It's got a chance here. And 15, Royal Ace, no doubt it's a better wet tracker. Didn't have any luck last time running seventh. It's on the dry here, but it's out to 1,700 on its home track. It's got a hope as well. Found it a really tough race, 7, 6, 17 and 15.
Yeah, agree it's tough, but agree on the top pick. So hopefully we're on the same sort of, on the right wavelength. Look, I love the return. I just love seeing it when they're finding the line under their own steam. And just the rider could never open throttle on this horse, yet all he wanted to do was find the line. He's proven second up, gets to 1,700 in a race where 12 of them are first or second up. Mm. Captain Cook, he's probably the exception in that he's third up. And he chased a good one in Super Titus last time. So he's probably the one who's, you know, inverted commas, ready to win. Mosh Music had no hope first up off a slow speed. She went well. She was the best run in the race, second at last prep, and then won 4 straight. Hangman finished with Sully first up and has a case. Doesn't always turn up, though. 7, 6, 13, 14.
And for Matt Hill, it's number 6, Captain Cook, to beat 13, 17 and 1. 6, 13, 17 and 1. And without sounding that I spoke to Lloyd Williams for a long time yesterday, but he did tell me there's a horse running at Leopardstown tonight that we should be watching out for, a horse called Buckhurst. It's running in a 2,400-metre race at Leopardstown. And then tomorrow night, he's got at the Curragh, the Iris and Ledger, La Trobe, Master of Reality and Twilight Payment. They're all coming to Australia for the Cup, and they run tomorrow night in the Iris and Ledger. So watch for those over the next two nights.
If anyone's interested in my stable too, I got one at Terang, I think, on Thursday, and then Hamilton Friday week.
Oh, please, come on. Thought he's been serious there for a second, and then he threw Thursday.
No, possible, Andrew, sure.
Nah.
Why start now?
No, the funny stuff saved till late. Come on. What's your best, Gator?
Pretty keen. Dallas Sun, race 5, number 5. Make it the best.
Race 5, number 5. All right, mate, you're going to have a good day. Back plenty of winners.
The plan.
And, Mark, which one for you?
The best horse, race 7, number 13, Mystic Journey. I like race 1, number 9, Exemplar Each Way. And the Bush, Andrew, I'll be surprised if this one does not win. Race 4, number 9, Astraeus.
Race 4, number 9. Where are they today?
Echuca.
Let me get the app going here. Race 4 at Echuca. Race 4, number 9, is $3 and $1.50 the pace for Bussenden and Young.
Yep.
So that's race 4, number 9 at Echuca. Good on you, Mark. Good luck today with your horses. Hope it's a good day for you at Flemington.
Thanks, Hoss.
Mark Hunter, David Gately. Looking at Flemington, the action beginning there at 12:30 through the eyes of Matt Hill. You'll get all the colour on the National Racing Service through the afternoon. In a moment, we'll have a look at Doomben.
Sky Sports Radio is trackside tonight at Full Eye for another important qualifying final of Greyhound Racing's Million Dollar Chase.
Slingshot Hammers got through and won it.
Who will take the next step towards October's Million Dollar Final?
Pindar Express moved up, grabbed the lead, and the freight train's too good.
Full Eye Tab Movers, tips, and action tonight on Sky Sports Radio.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
If you're house hunting now, you'll probably be bank hunting on Monday. Talk to a NAB mobile banker. They can even come to you. NAB, more than money. Terms and conditions and lending criteria apply. A lot of traffic there getting from Roper Road. The earlier accident's been wrapped up there at Erskine Park, but down towards Eastern Creek, it's got a lot of company for you. At Granville, another accident on the M4. This one's a two-car prang. It's inbound near Church Street. Really can't fault Victoria Road at this stage, and things looking pretty good there on Parramatta Road outbound. Big brand savings now on at Myer. Enjoy 30 to 50% off selected fashion by Q and Veronica Main for a limited time only while stocks last. Hurry, shop Myer today. Number one in racing, Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, they say the best things in life are free.
The first rays of sunlight in the morning.
Waves breaking on the shore.
The scent of the flowers.
Free delivery of your new washing machine.
What?
Buy a washer at Bingley and we'll deliver, unbox and connect it free.
Does it get any better than that?
Yes, we'll take away your old one free too.
Free deliver our washers right now at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years. Conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Cooper, inviting you to join me for the Dubai World Cup in March with Ambassador Travel. We take in breakfast with the stars, a fabulous desert safari with traditional Arabic barbecue, plenty of time for sightseeing and shopping, and of course, one of the most exciting racing events in the world, the Dubai World Cup at spectacular Maidan Racecourse. You can even extend your tour and include a trip to Egypt to take in Cairo and cruise the River Nile.
Call 1-800-777-989 or visit ambassadortravel.com.au.
Who will be the next left field stallion? Each year we see successful stallions emerge from humble beginnings. I Am Invincible, Spirit of Boom, and now Better Than Ready. Lord of the Sky was a classy sprinter who raced on as a mature horse like Spirit of Boom. His race performances like Vinny, Group 1 place and a Group 3 winner. Lord of the Sky stands for just $5,500 at Kingstar. Book in a mare to both Lord of the Sky and Bullpoint and get a third service to either stallion for free. Visit kingstarfarm.com.
Business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to Insolve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Michael Maxworthy is now joining us to look at Doomben. Morning to you, Maxie.
Hello, Andrew. Arrived here about 5 minutes ago. Still the same. Every time you wake up here in Brisbane, it's dry, it's warm. A little bit of a breeze at the moment. We haven't raced here at Doomben for a month, Andrew, but it's been about 5 weeks, at least 5 weeks since we've raced on the main sort of part of the track. Last time we were here, the rail was 11 metres a month ago, so it's pretty much a brand new surface today.
Okay, and I made mention just before you came on with the Melbourne preview, the Lloyd Williams horses that run tonight and tomorrow night at Leopardstown and the Carra. Tomorrow night, the Aquas horse in Hootson, formerly with Toby and Trent, it's being trained over there now, and she's going to be lining up tomorrow night as well at the Carra. So I just went, I'll try and find the time out in this preview so I can tell everybody what time it'll be on. But Hootson lines up as well tomorrow night there at the Carra. Right, the first at Doomben. It's a soft five. They haven't had rain for 70 days at Doomben, so this track will certainly get back into the good. Galtiero, number 5, the favourite at 220 over 3. Boom Boom Epic at 550, along with Clever Nick, which was scratched from Sydney to run here.
Yeah, I haven't got him in the numbers, Clever Nick, but granted, he is perfectly placed here. He does drop a fair bit in weight on that good last start, midweek performance in Sydney. But I'm going with a horse that they've had decent money on, number 5, Galtiera. I've been waiting for him to drop a little bit in the market, and he has this morning. He just looks perfectly placed here, Galtiera. He is a winner this track and distance when leading quite some time ago, and with only 53.5 on his back, I think he leads or sits outside of Boom Boom Epic. I think these two control the tempo, and they'll fight it out. And I'm pretty confident that Galtiera will be too good for the opposition here. 5 to beat 3, Boom Boom Epic, so I'm looking at the on paces. 1 Ruling Dynasty, now he's getting up to 2,000. He's just about ready to strike a win. And then 4, Cormac, one of two runners for Chris Waller. 5-3-1-4 in the first.
To race number 2, Countess del Galve. Number 5 is the 440 favourite. Number 7, Seen Too Many, not far behind. And in fact, in the last half an hour, $5 to $4.60, number 7. And number 8, Highway, is at $6.50.
Yeah, note that Tegan Harrison goes under Highway. It was Ryan Maloney who took the ride at 54. I'm tipping he couldn't make the weight. So Tegan goes under Highway. With number 7, the one that the money's coming for, Seen Too Many. 2 back at Eagle Farm. She ran second there, running home strongly down the outside over 1,500. Then she dropped back to 14. She was going for an inside run last start, and it completely closed, and she was put up against the rail. And that was the end of the section. Looks to be good speed here in Countess de Galvez and Ready Set Burn. And I think if she gets to the outside, she can swamp them in the straight, Seen Too Many. Number 8, Highway. Now she's with Tony Gollan. And the 2 runs at Eagle Farm for Tony have been very good. Getting back and running on. And I think they're doing something similar here. 4 Ponytail. The 2 runs back have been moderate, but she seems to reserve her best for this track and distance. So I expect her to improve. And then 5, one of the on-paces, Countess de Galvez. 7, 8, 4, and 5.
7, 8, 4, and 5 there. Race 3 at Doomben today. AC Tong D, number 1, is the favourite at 3.30. 9, Francisca, is at 4.80. And number 2, Barefoot, is at 5. And an early move for Clockwise, number 4, in the last 40 minutes, $6.50 to $6.
Yeah, I was really keen on Smug Satisfaction to repeat what she did at Eagle Farm last Saturday, but she was a scratching this morning. She was pretty close to favourite, so a reassessment now. And I'm now going with number 1, AC Tong D, who's been with Desley Forster for 3 runs. The only blemish was the run in the middle when drawing wide. And then last start, drew gate number 1 at Eagle Farm, never left the fence, and it was a good strong win beating Countess de Galvez. Jimmy Byrne rode, so the apprentice claims 2, so she's pretty well in at the handicaps, AC Tong D. I expected a race in the first 4 or 5, and very hard to beat. Interesting runner is my second choice, number 2, Barefoot, who had a really good summer and early winter. Very, very competitive in all the races that she competed in. And she was a first-up winner last prep at Ipswich, but that was only 1,000. Here she is without a public barrier trial, first up 1,350. But she's got the class, Barefoot, so keep an eye on the market with her. For third, number 3, Sky Lake, the possible leader here. There's been money for her as well. And number 9, Francisca, gets back, always runs on. More on the place line for her. 1, 2, 3, and 9.
To race for a 1,200-metre race here, and number 4, McEwen, has gone from $3.20 to $3 this morning. Find number 1, Fuji Flyer, $3.10. 6, the Fire Trap, early mover this morning. I know there's been a few scratchings along the way here, but it's gone $5.50 to $4.80 now, number 6. And then Justify, who's certainly been in the news this week, but not this one. Justify at $9.
No, this fella, he actually dead-heated with Frangipani Moon at the last meeting here at that Mecca Wednesday meeting, Fire Track. But this guy doesn't have quite the American's ability. Anyway, look, I'm really keen on this, the Fire Track here. Now, looking at his forms, can't help but think there might have been an issue or two with him. But if he turns up fit and well, I expect him to be very, very hard to beat here. Now, 2 back when he was first up, it was this track and distance at Doomben, and he ran third behind Zoo Style and Boom Sara, two of our better horses here in the north. And his 2 recent barrier trials have been solid. I'm really keen on him, the Fire Trap, to beat number 4, McEwen. His 2 runs back have been good. And the pattern of that race last start at Eagle Farm went against him. If he got back, he had no chance in that race. So there were excuses for him. No number 8-4 Nelson, provided he can get some cover here because he pulls hard. I like him back to 1,200 metres. And then Fuji Fly, one of the on paces. But, oh, gee, I think this will be hard to beat the Fire Trap. 6-4, 8-1.
6-4, 8-1 there. To race 5, and Meet Mr. Taylor is here for Kelly Schweder, $1.65, number 3. 6 Capital Connection at $5. 1 Single Bullet's up there again at $6.50 for Gary Portelli. And Brook Magic, number 5, up there for Joe Pride. It's at $7.
You know, I think they'll be chasing the Queensland of the Southerners here. I think he's too good, Meet Mr. Taylor. He's had 9 starts, 7 wins. He's 3-for-3 here. He's 3-for-3 when first up. Statisticians are doing handstands when they look at this guy. And look, he's got gate number 1 to boot. I think he leads for fun and he'll win. He did have a trial here. Kelly Sweeter said it wasn't ideal. He doesn't like to trial them on the Tuesday before the Saturday, but he said he had no alternative. And it was a soft trial. I think he'll win. 3, clearly, I'd nearly be happy to take the $1.70 as well. 3, Mr. Taylor, to beat 6 Capital Connection. He's got a good gate to get a nice, soft-running transit, which is his go. Bit of cover come out late. But I just think Mr. Taylor's a better horse than Capital Connection. For 3rd, I've got number 5, Brook Magic. I forget she went around last time in Sydney. Things didn't quite work out. This is suitable. And then Single Bullet. Now, he won here last time. He did cast a plate as well. I notice he races in synthetic hoof filler. I think this is harder, though, for Single Bullet. I think he wins, Andrew. 3, Meet Mr. Taylor from 6, 5, and 1.
Yeah, might be a nice horse there for Kelly. Race 6, of fillies and mares. Shalwa, number 13, $2.25 and not moving this morning. 9, Frangipani Moon at $3.70. 15, Varanes at $5.50. And number 6, Our Girl Silk is at $8. They're the main ones in the market here.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tricky race. I'm going with the 9 here, Frangipani Moon. Maloney riding for David Van Dyke. Got gate number 2. I expect Maloney to pop her into the box seat. She won here at that Mecca Wednesday meeting, or she dead-heated with Justify, and then she turned up at Eagle Farm and was 3rd behind Veronave. But they went very fast in that race. She was on pace, and she reached the lead probably a little bit too soon. It was no fault of the rider. It was just that the leaders collapsed, and the backmarkers charged home. Veronave got up to beat another backmarker in Dream Timer. So I think looks to be speed on here. That box seat, I think if Ryan Maloney gets the timing right, 9 can win it, Frangipani Moon. To beat number 14, She's the Boss. Now, I know you see the 6 at Ipswich last start, but it was a lot better than it looked. She sort of speared off the track on the top of the straight, but doing her best work late. I'd throw her in at a big price. Number 13, Shalwa, she starts favourite all of the time. 2 recent trials have been good. She can lead or take the sit, and she is very good fresh. And then number 3, I've got Drummer Dwa, 9, 14, 13, and 3.
Righto, to race 7 here at Doomben today. And number 3, Gem of Scotland. This is a good little race, this one. Garibaldi had a trial on Tuesday. Gem of Scotland, it's had a couple of soft ones at Toowoomba for Rex Lip. A good run today could see her come to Sydney, Rex was telling me through the week. And this morning it's gone $3.30, now $3, number 3. 2 Garibaldi, it's gone $3.40 to $3.30 in the last hour. 1 The Odyssey at $3.80, and then number 6, Written With Ease, at $7.
Yeah, we've got 4 very nice horses returning from a spell. And, yeah, I'd like to see how they come back after their 2-year-old campaign as they've just turned 3. And, well, we haven't seen Gem of Scotland. We're just going on those jump outs you reported on with Rex Lip during the week. He's been satisfied with her, and the money's coming. A few people know about her. She's obviously going very well. Having said all of that, I'm going to go with my original choice, number 2, Garibaldi. He was supposed to run the Danehill of Flemington today, but he had a slight setback between his 2 trials. His trial here was super on Tuesday, Garibaldi. Got back in the trial, and Bailey Noted did move on him. And I think he'll ride him similarly here. Let this frenetic tempo go, and hopefully he can get to the outside and swamp them in the home straight. He's very forward for the 1,100 metres first up. Granted, Gem of Scotland's form during the winter was super. She did some great things. She's got a great winning hope here first up. The Odyssey is the query. Now, he ran 7 of 7 in a Tuesday trial behind Ex Celebrazioni. Under pressure, 3.50 out. Even Kelly said he was disappointed. He did say that the horse was shod, he is a colt, and it was an open company trial. He expects him to lead, But I'm just not sure. It was just a moderate trial, but you've got to put him in because of his excellent two-year-old record. Then 10 Jelvis at a big price. 2, 3, 1, and 10.
2, 3, 1, and 10. Race 7. Race 8, number 4, Langrone, is the fixed odds favourite for Steve O'Day. He had a ripper day last Saturday. It's currently at $2.50. 1 Or Bark at $4.20. And 8 Albert's No Pussy, over the last hour, have been playing with price. It's gone $8.50 to $7 now, number 8.
Yeah, a little concerned about the gate there for Albert's No Pussy. There looks to be a fair bit of speed here, and this favourite is one of those, Langro. But I wouldn't be surprised if Michael Carl tried to tuck in on him. He won very well first up at the Gold Coast. He went straight to the lead over the 1,200 from gate one. Had 59 on his back. The further they went, the further ahead of the opposition he got. So he's returned in terrific order. He had that one prep for Steve O'Day since coming from Melbourne. He went well, but he's had a good break, and I think he's come back even better. So I'm happy to go with him here for Langro. To beat number one, Our Buck. For me, it's between these two, 4 and 1. Then number 10, Enterprise Prince, to get a lovely run in transit on the fence behind them. And 9, Fratellino, and on Pacer. 4, 1, 10, and 9.
When I was on holidays, I went to Newmarket, and my wife and I were sitting there having tea, Maxie.
Yeah.
And you don't know where I'm going with this, but don't worry, there is a link. I was sitting at this where we were staying at Newmarket, and an old bloke walked into past us, and he was outside. I said, "There's a horseman," to my wife, because she's got no interest in racing. I said,
Brian Smith?
It's Brian Smith. Brian Smith and his wife walked in to the bar area where my wife and and we had a good couple of days. It was actually terrific. And I spoke to him during the week, and he went to Helsinki after that for his birthday. And here he is with Order Again, who could end up in Melbourne. It's the favourite at 460 with Manea. That was a long story. I got there, but there was a link to it.
I did see vision of that. And Brian was actually massaging a horse.
Yes, he was at Jane Chapel Himes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm real keen to see how Order Again goes here today. He hasn't had any public trials, but Brian has described his gallop between races the other day as super, and I think he's already booked everything for Melbourne, so I'm sure he's going to run well today. I'm just a little question mark with 61 first up over 1350, but no matter what happens, he's going to have a flashing light on Order Again. I'm with the 5 here, Manea. I don't know what happened to her last start. It was at Eagle Farm. The pace was slow, and maybe she did look the winner turning into the straight, but went flat late. Maybe the pattern of that day went against her at Eagle Farm. She sits trial very well against Tyzone on Tuesday. So I'm going to throw her in, Manea, on top to beat number 7, Sword of Justice, the likely leader. 4, Stab Cat. You know, he's at a big price, but I expect him to run well. And then Order Again running on 5, 7, 4, 1. Look, there are other chances. I haven't put the Avenger in, but you could easily entertain him. But principally 5, 7, 4, and 1.
Righto, they're the 9 races. Have you got a best bet?
Oh, I'm keen on this. The Fire Trap, he was about $7 or $8 yesterday. Race 4, number 6, I've made my best bet today.
Race 4, number 6. And by the way, for those that want to watch and listen to Hootson tomorrow night, Hootson lines up in the Group 1 Flying 5 Stakes at the Curra at 11:25 Eastern Australia time. So the Sydney and Brisbane time, 11:25. And then at 1:10, Kew Gardens, Cross Counter, La Trobe, Master of Reality and Twilight Payment, all possibles for the Melbourne Spring, all line up in the Iris and Ledger at 1:10 tomorrow night. So there'll be plenty of eyes staying up to listen and watch those. Good on you, Maxie. Have a good day at Doomben.
Okay, thank you, Andy.
Michael Maxworthy at Doomben, we welcome back. I might be running a touch late here, but I've still got time to welcome back our good mate, Wayne Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all our listeners.
And how are you feeling? Everything good?
Yeah, next question.
All right.
I got a bit ahead of me, but anyway, we're back at the races today, and I'll do my best, my friend.
Oh, that's good. Well, you keep well. In this first race, mate, number 5, Natanya, is at $3. 3, Perspiro, is $3.40 out to $3.60 this morning. Diamond Padrill's gone $4.60 to $3.80 this morning.
Yeah, funny sort of race. Natanya's had, obviously, problems last start. Got back in trial well since. But I'll put numbers 3, 1, 5, and 9. I think the Waterhouse spot run here, Prospero, in place two of his three career runs, and he should be very hard fit, won a trial recently, so I think he's buzzing along quite well. Top by Diamond Padrill from the Ron Quinton stable, gets blinkers on again, resumes from a spell, hasn't run since April, but showed a bit of potential before. He'll take number five, Netanya, on trust here, I suppose. Didn't pull up too good after his last run there at Newcastle, but has gone back and won a trial quite well. And the other one I've thrown in is the number nine, Street Rogue. He's just learning what it's all about. He's a big green horse, but he can run a bit of a race. 3-1, 5-9.
The Snowdens have got the favourite here in race two, a class one, Autocratic number six, currently at $2 a tab. Four Regal States, got a good push from Adrian Bott this morning, $3.50. And number one, Rancho Notorious at $4.40.
I've gone this way, 6-1, 4-3. I've gone with number six, Autocratic. I think he's a good thing here. To look back through his form, Andrew, he's run around in group three races, listed races, like Fernhill, the Bayou. And his last start at Doomben was in the Phoenix here, it's a listed race. Resumes here, just a couple of quiet trials. We did win one of them, so I think he's going to be very hard to beat. I think he's got a little bit of quality from a good draw. Chad Lever rides this track very, very well. One Rancho Notorious from the Jason Coyle stable. He won under difficulties last start, and I like the way he attacked the line here at Kemba. And they've got to throw in number three, Bondi Boy. I think he's not without a chance. I've just left the other horse out. The Waterhouse Bot Horse, because he was a dual acceptor, and I may end up throwing him in the ring, but 6-1, 4-3.
We'll monitor that as we go through the day. Race 3, a maiden. Number 10, Penang, another key runner for the Snowdens there today. 290 now, 270. Number 3, Three Ewed at 330, and 5, Muron at $4.
I've gone this way, 7, 10, 5, and 2. I'd like the trials of the Brad Widdup Philly Cube. Christian Reith rides here today from a good draw. Yeah, as I said, I like his trial. Watch the market with this one. I think I might have a little bit of ability. As second, I've gone with Penang. Good run here on debut recently. He raced greenly. He went with two other leaders. Three of them went in a row there, and he hit the front a long way from home, and he just got tired late. I thought that he will strip fitter here. Got him in as my second choice. Then I've got number five, which is Mousson. It's from the strong Godolphin camp. Only had one run this time in. It over-raced, hit the front, and it just peaked late. It's another one that'll strip fitter. The other one I've thrown in, Andrew, is number two here, Fearwood. It's resuming from a spell trial quite nicely for the Joe Pride camp. So 7, 10, 5 and 2.
And at the moment, Cubed is at $7. We'll keep an eye on that over the next few hours. Number one, Arajay is at $3.20 and favourite here for Godolphin in race four. Seven, Galaxel is now $3.80 to $3.20. And four, Night Flyer is drifting out to $3.90.
Yeah, that's a bit of a worry, drifting out. I've gone 4, 1, 5, and 7. I like her, Night Flyer. Good draw. Went Brad with up Christian Reith, another good ride for him. Hasn't run since July, but I liked his trial recently. It ran behind a couple that are in this race, Praise and Pine, and it could have beat Praise and Pine, I think, in that trial. So I've got four on top to beat number one, Ariage. It's had the one run back from the spell on a very heavy track, beaten favourite. You know, it was beaten but not disgraced and had good form last prep. Of the others, five, Braze and Pine, as I said, won a trial recently, beating Night Flyer. I think the other Philly could have beaten him, but he had good form last prep. He could easily win the race. And the other one I've thrown in is number seven, which is Galaxial. Won a race at Nowra recently, but Team Friedman camp from the inside draw. I think it'll run well. 4-1, 5-7.
Race 5, a maiden at Kembla over the 1,200. Number 6, Jet Ski, $3.80 now for Godolphin. 4, Massey is at $4.80. 9, Devon at $7.50. But not a lot of movement at this stage in the market.
No, there isn't. I have gone this way. 1, 6, 12 and 5. I like the top one here, Coop Domain, having his first run for Matty Dale. I just thought its form last prep was quite good. It was placed in two highways in two different preps.
Hang on, Wayne. You've just jumped a race, mate. Just go back. That's the next race six. So let me just... Jet Ski's the favourite in the maiden here over the 1,200.
I've gone numbers 4, 6, 11 and 14 here. I've gone with number 4 here, which is, sorry about that, Andrew.
That's all right. No worries, no. I've made 10 mistakes this morning, Wayne. Don't worry about saying sorry.
I put 4 on top to win. Favourite there, but I think it'll run very, very well. I've got number 11 as the danger here, which is Juliet from the Wallace stable. And it's had one recent run. It was a very good placing at Hawkesbury. It's only very lightly raced. I think it can run well here. Then I've got number, where have I gone here? Number 11 in my numbers, which is, that's Juliet, isn't it? I've got my numbers mixed up here everywhere. Juliet, I'll have to start again, Andrew. 11. Now, I've got number 4 in the mix here too, which is Masai. Yeah, I actually put it on top, Masai. Only had, what is it, 3 career runs, 3 good placings, and the form out of that maiden here at Kembla was quite good. Then, what did I put there? Jet Ski is my second choice, number 11, which is Juliet. It's got to run a big race from the Wallace stable. And the other one thrown in is number 14, Katona. Awful draw. Bad bit of luck from there. It can run well. So I've got numbers 4, 6, 11, and 14.
Righto. Now you're keen about Coop de Main, and so are the putters this morning. It's gone 4.20. Now, $2.90, and in the last 45 minutes, it's gone $3.60 to $2.90. Coop de Main having its first run for Matt Dale. 6 Nindamos is drifting to $3.50, and California Deep Shot is drifting to $4.20.
Yeah, I've gone with it, number 1, Coop de Main. There's a bit of talk around about it. It's 2 nice trials coming into this. Had good form last prep when it was placed in a couple of highways in 2 different preps, I must say. But and one of those was behind Nova Boy. We know how smart he is. I've got one on top to beat number 6, which is, where are we? Number 6, Nindans. I thought that its first up run here, it's had 2 trials, so I think it'll be ready here today. Number 12's got in the mix here, Andrew, which is California Deep Shot. Only had the 1 run, was a very strong win. The way it ran through the line here at Kembla on debut was very, very good. And the other one I've thrown in is number 5, which is Culotta, always around the money trained on the track. 1-6-12-5.
And I should get it right there. Coop de Main's firmed up, and so too has California Deep Shot. In the last 40-odd minutes, it's gone 4.80 to 4.20, number 12. So a good, keen race. Lots of interest in race 6 at Kembla from a Kosciuszko point of view. Race 7, Whispered number 11's the favourite at 3.40 over Destiny's Hero at 4.40.
I've got numbers 11, 6, 8, and 3, Andrew. I've gone with Whispered. Bit of an awkward draw. Jeff Penn's good to see him back riding the Godolphin camp here. Its city runs have been very good, dropping back to provincial class.